January 7, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Intimate with Jesus. Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? John 14:9. These words are not spoken as a rebuke, nor even with surprise. Jesus is leading Philip on. The last one with whom we get intimate is Jesus. Before Pentecost, the disciples knew Jesus as the one who gave them power to conquer demons and to bring about a revival. See Luke 10:18-20. It was a wonderful intimacy, but there was a much closer intimacy to come. I have called you friends. Friendship is rare on earth. It means identity in thought and heart and spirit. The whole discipline of life is to enable us to enter into this closet relationship, into this closest relationship with Jesus Christ. We receive his blessings and know his word, but do we know him? Jesus said, "It is expedient for you that I go away," in that relationship, so that he might lead them on. It is a joy to Jesus when a disciple takes time to step more intimately with him. Fruit bearing is always mentioned as the manifestation of an intimate union with Jesus Christ. John 15:1-4. When once we get intimate with Jesus, we are never lonely. We never need sympathy. We can pour out all the time without being pathetic. The saint who is intimate with Jesus will never leave impressions of himself, but only the impression that Jesus is having unhindered way, because the last abyss of his nature has been satisfied by Jesus. The only impression left by such a life is that of the strong, calm sanity that our Lord gives to those who are intimate with him. That's the end of Oswald's text. Jesus probably is asking you, if you're listening, have you been so long a Christian, and yet you don't know intimacy with me, that you don't know my thoughts? You have to keep asking, Lord, what is your will? Have you ever contemplated the possibilities of a relationship with God that are like with your most significant other, that you could finish his sentences, that he could finish yours, that you would know what he was thinking without asking, that he would already be on the way to performing that which you know would delight him just as you do for your most significant other? This is intimacy. God wanted intimacy. That's why he created human beings, because he had not to that point created any creatures that had the possibility that we have in terms of intimacy. He simply wants us to be more intimate with him than with anyone that we can imagine on the planet. When we become intimate with God, and our friendship is so strong with God, he too will confer with us, as he did with Abraham, about the things he intends to do in the near future, or maybe the far future for us. We will even be privy to prophetic knowledge of future events in some degree, so that we can agree with God to move in the direction of his purpose that he reveals in this way. The discipline of life that lets us enter into a close relationship is to do those things which we know create a romantic connection. If we want to have a dear friend that is of the opposite sex, a spouse, and in this particular case, we do those things that we call romantic. We bring flowers, take them to dinner, write poetry, and otherwise do things that would evoke from them a response of love. But with God, we tend to keep him at a distance. We read his word many times blindly and coldly or persistently or definitively on some track or plan. But as far as spontaneity and courting the God of the universe as in a romance, farthest thing from our minds. Jesus came to demonstrate intimacy, and Jesus requested the Father that we would be one as he and the Father were one, that we would develop the same sense of intimacy with God that Jesus himself possessed. Now, we've also heard it said that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And in some respects, many of the disciples demonstrated over the time after Jesus was ascended into heaven an increased desire and passion for him. We've not seen Jesus physically, but we do have a Bethlehem in our lives and a point in time where we met Jesus in our spirit and received him into our lives. We should follow on and pursue Jesus, no matter what the cost. And it takes time. Any relationship takes time, but it takes quality time. And quality time is that time I spend with another that meets their desire and makes them feel valued. Let Jesus feel valued by you. Truly love and worship him, and give him your all.